News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Swedes are calling time on begging. Should we follow suit? Sarah Madden reports.
The Swedish government is considering a law that would criminalise begging. Opponents say the plans would exploit the country's most vulnerable. But as complaints of aggressive and intimidating begging on Irish streets begin to mount, would Ireland benefit from a ban on begging too?
I think in the past years maybe it has gotten a little bit more aggressive. I think there's a lot more homeless people out and about right now. So people are just trying different ways on how to beg and just trying to see what is effective and what is not. But I think overall, yeah, it has gotten a bit more aggressive.
Yeah, of course, because I have been beaten here because I have not given them money and they tried to rob my laptop. I was looking for help, so nobody trying to help me because it's night time, you know. Honestly speaking, is becoming very scared.
Well, I'd rather buy them food, but they do ask for scratch cards and smokes and they pursue you like.
It's become quite the norm in Dublin. Yes, it's been aggressive and you've been sitting eating dinner and someone's come up begging for money, but I don't think it's something that should be outlawed. Absolutely not. People are still trying to make a way. So yeah, I would definitely disagree with that.
I think a lot of the city is taken up by people begging, and maybe if they had a vagrancy law or something. Yes, I think it would be useful. Yeah.
I don't think it's right to ban anything. I think if someone wants to give money, let them give it. I mean, it could be anyone. It could be you. It could be your kids.
I also don't really know how police would tackle it. Fines or like jail time or stuff would be given to the people. And I think that would be a waste of places in jails as well, in prisons.
I don't think that'd be a very good option. You should probably go for like a more systemic route. You're outlawing someone's only way of making an income, which is really tough.
When you're in a situation where someone's behaviour is impacting on the rights of another, I think that does become an unrestable issue.
Richard Guiney is the CEO of Dublin Town.
I definitely think there's an increase in the kind of level of aggression or persistence in begging, and something I've seen myself. Before the pandemic, it was more the sitting in the corner or sitting at the, you know, the side of the street or whatever. It's more the aggressive kind of begging where people are coming up and they're being very specific and are asking for, you know, a certain amount of money. It can be quite aggressive and abusive if their request is declined. And I think the guards should be, you know, facilitated in making an arrest in those kind of circumstances. The real issue is that the powers are so weak. There was an act in 2011, the Criminal Justice Public Order Act. It doesn't make begging illegal, but a guard can request somebody to move on. It's not enough, I think, to actually address the complexity of the issue that's out there. So I do feel that it's something that does need another review.
Concerns around begging aren't just emerging in our cities.
You know, what is intimidating for a lot of people in towns like Wexford is the number of beggars who turn up on one particular day.
Councillor George Lawler is the mayor of Wexford.
We have for a number of years now had difficulty in the problems caused by what would appear to be organised begging, where groups are ferried in early in the morning. They change their clothes and they're dispatched to various parts of the town in an organised manner and remain there for the day. And this happens quite frequently. The difficulty for An Garda Síochána is, whilst organised begging is absolutely illegal, the difficulty is proving it. We do have our regular people who are genuinely in a position where they need to beg to survive and exist. Those are not the type of people we need to target with regard to any legislation. I think if local authorities could look at perhaps introducing a begging permit and have bylaws to regulate that. So rather than banning it, you're regulating it, and you're regulating it in such a way that you can effectively defy these organised gangs from coming into your town. Because if they don't have a permit, they're not in a position to beg on our thoroughfares.
I think giving permits is accepting that there is an issue, and I'd far prefer an approach where money and finances are put into services to stop begging happening in the first place.
David Carroll is chief executive of homeless charity DePaul.
It really is troubling that countries now are going down the route of looking to criminalise areas such as begging. In other countries, rough sleeping and homelessness is being considered to be banned as well. So this probably is an illustration of a reactive, uncharitable and really unkind approach to dealing with social deprivation. I think we absolutely cannot criminalise begging. Our prisons and criminal justice system is creaking at the seams. There are better ways of intervening with people than throwing them in the prison cell for putting a hand out.
Sarah Madden reporting there. Let us know what you think. Should it be made illegal? Do you have an issue with aggressive begging, or is it the wrong road to go down to actually criminalise it? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.